Whether you are starting a business or running a business, maybe you're producing a podcast like The Kara Golden Show. Let's face it, it's always way harder than one might expect. Lots of little details, meticulous planning, producing product, guest coordination, editing, promoting each episode. It's all a ton of work. Managing merchandise, managing cases and book sales too, layer after layer of complexity. And if you're like me, looking for ways to operate more efficiently and effectively is the name of the game. That's why I'm going to let you in on a little secret. ShipStation, the tool that is here to help you, and you need to know all about it. With ShipStation, you can integrate with all the places you sell online, optimize your shipping, save costs and time. Personally, ShipStation has been a lifesaver for me. Its automation features allow me to manage orders from anywhere and print shipping labels with just a click. Seriously, it's that easy. And the cost savings? Unbelievable. With discounts up to 89% off carrier rates, you can't go wrong. Significant savings. And who doesn't want that? An easy-to-use dashboard, robust reporting. Oh, and did I mention that over 130,000 companies have leveraged ShipStation to grow their businesses? Not much churn either. 98% of them stay with ShipStation because it truly works. ShipStation is it. So if you're ready to streamline your shipping process and focus more on what you love, head over to ShipStation.com, the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code KARA to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code KARA. Use code KARA for a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code KARA.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show, where we sit down with some of the most fearless and inspiring leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators to uncover their journeys towards making significant impacts. And today's guest is clearly the poster child for that description. We are thrilled to welcome Leila Ali, who is the founder and CEO of Leila Ali Spice Blends. And she is not only a former world champion boxer who has taken the legacy of her father, Muhammad Ali, to incredible heights, but also a successful entrepreneur and author. And beyond the ring, Leila has continued to champion the fight for wellness and nutrition through her venture, Leila Ali Spice Blends. And if you have not tried these, you must. They are so good and definitely make any meal that much better for sure. So offering her a taste of her passion for healthy living and cooking and her journey from dominating the boxing world to stirring up the culinary scene and penning her experiences is, like I said earlier, nothing short of inspiring and motivational. So I can't wait to dive in and talk to Leila a lot more about her company and also her journey overall. So welcome, Leila.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to talk to you. As I mentioned, I was giving a talk earlier today and I was like thinking about you and everything that you've experienced, or at least what I know you've experienced. So I can't wait to talk more about this. So tell us a bit about you. And obviously you grew up as the daughter of a very famous father. So looking back, what did you learn from him? I always say, or I coining Steve Jobs, the dots eventually connect. Like, you know, for all the dads out there listening who think my kids don't want to hear anything from me, I would imagine that might have been you to some extent. But what did you learn from him thinking back?
Oh, there was so much. You know, it's funny because my father sat us down and lectured us pretty often. And yes, it was kind of like, you know, hearing. You know, as a kid, not really realizing the blessing, right, and the information and the knowledge. But what I learned from my father was watching him. So he really taught me more by example, the person who he was behind the scenes. As you know, my father was a global icon, loved all around the world. Everywhere we went, there was always a lot of attention. My father loved it. He would welcome attention. He used to carry a black briefcase with him with magic tricks in it, with pre-signed autographs. So it was like a show everywhere we went. When you're, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, it's kind of irritating. You know, you're like, we just want to go to the local diner and eat. We don't want to sit there for 3 hours, you know, doing the same old, same old. But what I loved is my father would get in the car, right, after he entertained and picked up babies and handed out $100 bills to janitors and all these things that I saw. He was such a kind person. And he would say, I do this because people love to see me. They, you know, people, the people that think I'm not paying any attention to them, they're not going to get any attention. The janitors and the housekeepers and the waitresses, those are the people that he would give even more attention. So he was very intentional about his giving back, having kindness and compassion. And I saw how great he was. And I now know why he was so great. But I also saw the kindness in his heart, right? In the way that he gave back. So he really shaped my outlook on life. He shaped a lot of the principles in which I live my life, my values, my morals. I mean, he was so high on the pedestal for me, you know, that it takes a lot to impress me. Like, I'm like, I don't really care how successful your business is, how much money you make. That's all wonderful. But it's like, what kind of person are you? What are you doing to give back? So I look at things a little differently. And I have high expectations of myself as well, right? It was a lot, but I'm really, what I'm proud of myself for doing as his youngest daughter, right? He has 9 children. I'm the only one that followed him into the ring, and have been able to carve out my own lane in his shadow, which wasn't easy.
Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now. Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor, stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart. Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part, each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code GOLDEN50 at factormeals.com/GOLDEN50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years, helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long-term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Yeah, I can only imagine. So you started boxing yourself and went on to become the women's former world champion boxer. You didn't just box. I mean, you were definitely at the top of your game. And I should say that it didn't start there. You worked really hard. And I mean, just incredible. Can you talk a little bit about that experience? And how long did it take you to kind of get from the beginning to the goal?
Yes. Well, I actually did not participate in sports growing up. Not at all. I didn't even like to participate in PE. I was always pretty mature for my age, very ambitious, very independent. I had a dysfunctional childhood growing up. My mom and dad divorced. I was living with my mom. And I was just kind of had this anger inside of me and this desire to move out and be on my own. And, you know, I used to get in a little trouble at school. My first job was at McDonald's. I remember when I was 15, I wanted to get a job and I started working. I was like, I want to make my own money. I never wanted to have a handout, right? I wanted to be my own person from a very young age. I don't know why. I started my first business when I was 12. I made these flyers and it was like a house cleaning service in the neighborhood. Didn't do very well because most people aren't going to hire a 12-year-old to clean their home. But I got one client. But, and then I started Layla's Nail Studio when I was 17. And I had a full clientele because I had a manicuring license, which I had went to school after school to learn how to do nails, to get my manicuring license, all because I wanted to move out the house by the time I was 18 years old while I was going to school. Talk about, you know, putting a lot on my plate. So I had Layla's Nail Studio. I was living on my own, paying my car note, paying my rent, full clientele. And that's when I saw women's boxing on television for the first time when I was about 18. And I was turning on the television to watch a Mike Tyson fight at a friend of mine's home. And all of a sudden, these women came into the ring on the undercard. And I was like, I didn't even know women box. Like, how could I not know this? I was excited. And on the edge of my seat, these women started fighting. And I was like, I want to do that. And that was when I had my first taste. And of course, I had no idea what it would take. I knew that my father wouldn't like it. I knew women's boxing wasn't even where it is now, and it still has a long way to go. So it's not even something people had heard of. So I went home that night and woke up the next morning like, never mind. I can't do it. You know, so I went to bed dreaming about it, like I could do this. And I was like, no, I can't. Like I went to school, you know, I built my clientele. I had plans to go back to school for business and expand, you know, my chain of salons. But a year into it, it just kept calling. So I started training in secrecy and went to a local boxing gym. I said, let me just see if I have what it takes, because I knew the amount of pressure that would be on me. I knew that, you know, everyone would probably be against it. And I had to buy into it first. I had to be able to believe in myself first. So I did the work that it would take. You know, I came up with a plan. I started training every evening, six nights a week, after school, after work. I was at that boxing gym, eager to learn. I loved every moment of it. And within about 4 months, I fell all the way in love with it. And I remember I decided I was going to do it. And I remember my dad came in town because he lived out of state. And the news had gotten to him that his baby girl was in the gym, right? So he says, you know, I hear you're boxing. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I am. You know, he's like, well, he basically tried to talk me out of it every way that he could. You know, what are you going to do if down? You know, I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to get back up. And then finally, after the irritation of his message not getting through to me, he said what was really on his mind. He just said, you know what? I don't want you to do it. It's not for you. It's not for women. It's a man's sport. It's grimy. I don't want you to do it. I don't approve. And I just said, well, Dad, you know, I kind of figured you were going to say that. And I've already made my decision. So you're going to either, you know, go along with it and show me, you know, a little support or not. Either way, I'm going to do it. So he was at my pro debut where I knocked out my opponent in 54 seconds. So I remember looking over at him like, yeah, now, you know, I couldn't do it, you know. So, but I do want to come back just to say he did come back and apologize after I won a couple world titles. He was like, I was wrong. You can box, women can box. And I'm so proud of you. So that just added fuel to my fire. To finally get that blessing from not only my father, right, as a young girl who was entering into a sport that she had no experience in, as a daughter of the greatest who told her not to do it, she couldn't do it. So you can imagine what kind of self-belief and confidence, determination that took to be in that situation with the amount of pressure I would have on me and my own father telling me not to do it. So I'm pretty much that type of chip that's just unstoppable. You know, I put my mind to something, it's going down.
That's so great. Well, I always say that it's, you know, the people, the family and your friends, when they have an opportunity to weigh in on some crazy idea that you're about to venture into, they come from a place of safety, right? And they love you. And so they're going to tell you not to take the road less traveled. They're going to tell you to do something safe and that you're going to be successful. And I think, you know, there's many stories like that. I was a tech executive and doing pretty well and was the youngest vice president at America Online, was starting shopping, was doing great things. And all of a sudden I'm like, I'm going to go start a water company. And, you know, my family thought I was nuts, right? And so definitely they can't necessarily see the vision, but you learn later on that, especially when they apologize and they see and they know that you're really going to do it. So how many years before you actually then retired then from those fights?
Yes. And I understood what he felt, because my daughter, I wouldn't want her boxing now either. Boxing's a little different than just, you know, starting a business. So I got it. But I would say 10 years. Not I would say it was 10 years that I boxed, and I left boxing undefeated, 24-0, 21 knockouts with 4 world titles.
Amazing. So when you think about women in sports overall, obviously not getting the recognition as much. We've now witnessed that with women's basketball and pay and all of those topics. Do you feel we're making progress? When is this going to be over, where, you know, women are really kind of looked at in an equal way and get as much screen time or ticket sales or whatever it is? When is this going to happen, Layla?
I think we definitely have made progress, but there's still so much more that needs to be done. And, you know, I've always been that person that thinks of what I can do as an individual, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, I strive to be the best at what it is that I'm doing, to the point where you're not even thinking about the fact that I'm a woman anymore. You're just like, man, she's really, really great at that. Right. And have expectations. I walk in the room, you know, with that confidence, with that vibe, you know, like I'm a boss. Right. And, you know, you just kind of surround yourself with like-minded people, you know, and then just ask for what you want and don't take anything less. But again, you know, we can keep doing that, but it's going to take time in terms of, because as we know, you know, even with boxing, you know, it came down to how much money you can make is, well, how much can they, even if it's a full arena, right? How much can they sell the tickets for? You know, are you going to be able to sell my tickets for $100 each, or are you going to be able to sell them for $25 each? So some of that math has to do with it. But I think that what's great, you mentioned women's basketball, just seeing the excitement, right, of watching these games. That's what really lights the fire. That's what makes the audience come to watch. And that's when we'll be able to, you know, ask for more.
I love that. So you transitioned from being a world champion boxer to founding Spice Blends. That's quite a journey, but also kind of a totally different industry, obviously. Can you share what inspired you to make this pivot?
Well, I've always loved to cook. And from the time I was 9 years old, I've been cooking because my mom didn't really cook much. I had to learn how to cook. So I always remember like buying all these seasonings, right? All the ones I would never use now. But I prided myself on that. I could flavor. I can make anything taste great. And I even went and competed on Chopped and won a couple times, which was amazing. A boost of confidence for me. My cookbook, Food for Life, kind of has a lot of the recipes that I've been creating and, you know, over the years. And I learned a lot from my grandma, who's from Louisiana. I used to call her on the phone and say, Grandma, how do you make gumbo? Grandma, how do you make gravy? You know, she taught me. So I'm self-taught. And as I became an athlete, I was like, you know, I still want to eat those delicious, flavorful foods, a lot of comfort foods, but I want to be healthy, right? So I was able to learn how to make the foods that I love in a more flavorful way. And it really comes down to the seasoning. You know, I've seen a lot of plates, right, that look great. And you taste it, you're like, that doesn't taste as good as it looked, right? Because, you know, seasoning makes a difference between a good meal and a great meal. You know, and everybody has a different flavor, how you're going to put it all together. So I decided to create my spice blends because I noticed that, you know, that I had my base, right? So my first one was in my cookbook, Food for Life, my sassy seasoning blend, where I was like, I'm always reaching for onion powder and garlic powder, a little thyme, and sometimes a little lemon for acidity. And it's just a nice base, right, for a lot of, very versatile. So that was my first blend in the book. Then I decided to go ahead and make a line of products because I realized that so many of the spices that are currently available commercially just have fillers and additives and chemicals. And then, of course, a lot, obviously, they're not organic and, you know, with herbicides and, you know, all the things, right, that you're getting when you're putting flavor on your food. I wanted to make something clean, but most of all, make it easy for people to create flavorful meals, right, using basic ingredients. That's really what it takes, is the right seasonings.
That's awesome. So what are some of the most popular seasonings that you currently have in your line?
You know, I'm noticing people really love the salt-free blends. They like all of them, but so many people now feel that they have high blood pressure because of salt content. So people are looking for lower salt options. But I would say two of my best sellers are my garlic goddess, because obviously we all love garlic, and it's a blend. And then Sassy Seasoning Blend, which is an original. And then, but there's so many. I mean, it's hard to say. Goat Blend, which I dedicated to my father, the greatest of all time blend. It's just like an all-purpose blend. It's amazing. So and the thing with my spices are they're meant to mix and match. So you can use them alone or you can mix and match them. And it takes me a lot of time and testing to make sure that they all go together well without overpowering or creating any funky flavors. So you can buy all 9 blends and then create so many more flavors with those. And I'll continue adding to the line. But that's really what it comes down to, because, you know, every garlic you pick up garlic blend is going to be different, but it's about finding the one that you has the right balance. And when you put it on your food, there's no weird aftertaste or anything that's too strong or not strong enough. So
what you mentioned fillers and some of these spices that are out there on the market. And I'm so curious that when you were looking to develop these products, again, you had a big name. You probably, as I've always said to people, just because you are famous or, you know, you've got tons of experience, maybe you were a previous entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur, you can get your foot in the door, but that doesn't mean that to some extent, your bar is higher, right? Because you're much more visible. Here you are coming in saying, I want to create spices that don't have these things. You don't have any experience in the industry. Can you talk about any of those stories, any of those early days of, you know, you, I would imagine being an athlete at the level that you were able to, you were used to people not believing in you and then you would show them. And it's very similar in being an entrepreneur, probably.
Yeah, it's funny because being that I have a name and when I'm, you know, functioning in life, I never wake up and go, I'm Layla Lee. What can I make that do for me today? I'm just me, you know, a business person. And I literally am very hands-on. When I started my spice blends, I was like, I really want to get into the food space. And there's so much more I want to do. But I literally started at my computer searching, right? Like, how do you start a spice business? You know, what's the minimum that I can buy? Just kind of learning as I went. There was no blueprint for it, right? Nobody's going to just hand you out information. So it took me like 5 years off and on as I was doing TV and doing all these other things just to pull it all together. And I finally found a company that would do an amount small enough that I could start with. And I was like, you know, the entry point was easy for me for spices. You know, it's not like doing liquids or, as you know, it's just more, there's more involved, right, than just mixing some spices. So I was able to create the recipes in my own kitchen, right? Because at first it was like, oh, I'm just going to go and buy bulk oregano and, you know, thyme and salt and pepper and paprika, whatever it was I wanted to put in it and mix it on my own. And then you mass produce it, right? So I found the partner for that. And then I was like, oh, okay, what kind of containers do I want to use? Now I got to find a container maker. And that wasn't easy because someone refers to this company and you have to shop around. And because I'm me, some people try to charge me more, right? And I'm like, no. You know, so there was a lot of that. There was a lot of mistakes, obviously, along the way. And I always wanted my containers to stand out. I wanted my containers to be different, but be sustainable. I recently upgraded to my tin containers, you know, and that was a whole thing. You know how it is when you change packaging, you got to change everything, you know, your website, your images, all of that. So that was a lot. And I'm the decision maker when it comes to my spice blends. There's nobody above me. You're right. So I'm very hands-on. Obviously, you have to have a team. But when it comes to the decisions, it's all me. When it comes to creating the recipes, it's all me. But yeah, I love it. I love, love, love it. And the spice blends are like my babies, right? And I can't wait to, like, I'm so excited about it. I'm so passionate about them. Always wanting to come up with new recipes and just having to pace myself.
I love that. So you mentioned some of the different of the 10 items that you have. Did you start with 10 or how many SKUs did you actually start with?
So I started with 3, which were my original 3. It was soulful, spicy, and sassy. So the idea was these are the only 3 blends that you need to prepare meals with, because you had your salt replacement, which is the soulful seasoning salt. You had your pepper replacement, the spicy pepper blend that has 4 different types of peppers plus herbs and spices, so it's elevated. Then you had your sassy seasoning blend, which was your salt-free herb blend that, you know, brought in a bunch of flavor without salt. So you can use as much of that as you want without your food getting salty. And if you just had those 3, if I was going to travel and had to cook, I'm taking those 3. Then from there, I started adding other flavors, and I'll continue to add other flavors, kind of listening to the customer, what they need, trying to figure out, you know, what makes the most sense. And that's pretty much how they come about.
So you mentioned customers, and I always say that it's the customer feedback that really helps you, obviously sales too, but really helps you know that you're on the right path. Can you share any stories of customer feedback of, you know, how that really, they always seem to come to on those down days where, you know, you hear from a retailer that you're getting discontinued or the packaging doesn't come in correct or your favorite employee quits or something happens. And then you get those customer emails. Do you remember getting one of those? I'm sure you've gotten many where people have said, this really changed my life.
Oh, absolutely. Because I like to take the time to go through and read reviews because I learn a lot from them. And yeah, there's been so many people that have said, you know, I had to give up salt and your blends really make it easier for me to cook meals. It tastes amazing or I don't miss the salt so much. Or a lot of people love certain popular brands that are on the market that for their seasoning salt that they know isn't really good for them. And when they made the switch, like, I want nothing else. I love when I get an email that's like, I bought this for my husband. And he won't use anything else. And he gets mad when we run out of it. So now I'm getting the extra large size. And, you know, I just get this big smile on my face because I remember when my husband first fell in love with my Soulful seasoning salt and he didn't want that other popular brand he used to buy. I was like, you know, don't ever bring that in the house. You know, I'm only using this. So it feels good because I literally create these recipes, you know, myself. So that puts a big smile on my face. But yeah, customers are everything, you know, and I like to stay connected no matter how big the brand gets, because it always just brings me back to my center, to that foundation of why I started the brand, because I really, my bigger picture is my Late Lolly lifestyle on my website. And that's really about my passion of helping people live their best life through their health, their mindset, and their purpose in life. And health has so much to do with what we put in our body, the food that we eat, as you know, drinking water. How many people have a hard time getting enough water down where you're like, oh, well, let me make it taste amazing. You know, let me put a hint of flavor in it. Right. And you've changed lives, right, by offering them this. And then they're like, wow. And then it even gets easier to drink regular water because sometimes they just need that bridge. You know, you're just saying go from soda to water. It's really hard to do. But when you have flavored water, you know what I mean, that you can keep drinking. And it's exciting to have all these different flavors, to have something to look forward to, right? So it's the same thing with my spice blends. A lot of people weren't even educated about spice blends. And we talk about the fillers, you know, whether it be, you know, we don't even need to get into the ingredients, but they don't even know a lot of the time. So once they sign up for my email list and they start getting information about the spices and they find out like, wow, you know, this is how these herbs are making a difference in my life, and not having certain ingredients will also make a difference in my life. So, and then, you know, I'm going to be creating more and more recipes, you know, so people understand how to use the spices. So just giving customers value and then them giving you that feedback is amazing.
That's terrific. So you started out as a direct-to-consumer brand. That was really the focus of getting it out.
I still am a direct-to-consumer.
Yeah. And are you planning on going into retail with it, or are you mostly focused on direct to consumer?
Right now, I'm focused on direct to consumer, and I'm thinking about the possibility of going in store. So when we talk about, you know, on this show, right, you get into the nitty gritty of things that happen right along the way. So when I created my spice blends, I used to have a paper container that was made out of paper, and it was, you know, a great idea, but I started having problems with them coming apart sometimes and shipping, which is like, will make your heart drop, right? So I was like, oh man, imagine if I had shipped this to a store and they're busting, you know, this would be crazy. So I had to go through this process of finding a new container, you know, as you know, going through all the changes that happen before you can actually make the change. So I really hadn't been thinking about going in store until, you know, I made sure I can be confident in my product because I didn't want to give myself problems. So now I'm at that point where I'm actually working with a business coach and I'm like, okay, I need to not be making some of these decisions just on my own. I need to know the pros and the cons because it's not always. I remember meeting a female entrepreneur that helped me a lot along the way. And she was like, well, do you want to go in store? That was the first one of the first questions she asked me, because, you know, when you're doing your pricing and your packaging and all of that. And I was like, well, doesn't everybody want to go on store? Like, you think that's just the thing to do, right? And she's, oh, actually, everyone doesn't. You know, some people just want to be direct to consumer. So I started looking at things differently. But I'm going to go back to the drawing board now and see if it's something that I want to do. But I'm not sure. Maybe I'll talk to you a little bit about that offline.
Yeah, it's super interesting because I think it used to be, I mean, Hint started in 2005. We went into stores because nobody thought that you could ship heavy bottles of water. And I always give Amazon tons of credit for really making that world happen, and love them or hate them, right? Like, it's, they definitely made people shopping for food or spices or drinks happen for sure. So I think like that was the opening of direct to consumer, and Hint still to this day, I mean, offline business, we call it, the retail is the majority of the business, still over 60% of the business, but 40% became the direct to consumer. And it really is about paying attention to the consumer. And where do they want to see you showing up? I interviewed a woman in the beauty industry who was saying that she was only going to be a direct to consumer business because she figured that she was going after Gen Z. And that's where she could find them, on TikTok and Snapchat and et cetera. But she said that more and more what she's hearing is that there's a lot of people who are millennials and Gen Xers who want her product, and they're sometimes online, they actually like still going into stores. So she's, you know, gone more and more into retail for that reason. So that's why I love this podcast, because I learn so much about how people are thinking about things too. And it's super, super interesting. So for anybody, last question, for anybody who is thinking about an idea, right, and creating a brand, a company, what advice do you have for them?
Surround yourself with the right team, you know, don't cut corners on that. You know, you have to find people who are like-minded, who believe in your dream, who think similar to you, but not exactly like you, people who aren't going to be yes people. You know, when you have an amazing team, even if it's just one or two people, it doesn't have to be like, you know, because everyone's business is different. But I can't tell you how many times I've had to go back to the drawing board by just bringing on the wrong people, whether it be, you know, a customer service person or an operations manager or marketing, you know, that, you know, you don't ask the right questions up front. They tell you what you want to hear, and then you get in knee deep, and it's like, okay, I have to make a change, right? So you want to be able to have the right person on your team and be able to delegate things. Because for me, I like to be creative. I like to be the visionary. I don't love having to, you know, stay on top of every little thing, because then I can't really move forward and grow the business. So that's something I had to learn, being a little OCD and being a little, you know, micromanaging, right, so to speak. But when you're first starting out, you kind of have to do that. But you want to be able to get to a point where you can bring people in to help you that are really bringing value, you know. So that's one of the things that's just top of mind for me, because I've had to come back and remind myself of that as I've been growing my business. But yeah, there's so many things that we could say, right? But really, you know, believe in yourself. I think we pretty much, anybody who's listening to this hopefully knows that one, you know, and don't expect for things to happen overnight. Don't expect for yourself not to make mistakes. We all have done it. We're going to continue to do it. And that's how we learn and grow.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Layla. We'll have all the info in the show notes for Layla Ali Spice Blends, but I really appreciate your time. It's such an honor, and you were so inspiring and so motivating. I can't wait to meet you in person at some point too.
Thank you. And thanks for all that you've done. And you've inspired me as well with your amazing product, which I've always loved, Hint.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot. So thank you. Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.